Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it. And good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is Kent. I'm not going to tell you the state because I have to use some names in this story because they're relevant. I'll obviously exclude last names. But I'm sure that if you search the certain names that are used in the story and the state, you'd probably find something. So, anyway, this isn't a traditional ghost story, really, in the sense that there's not technically a ghost. This is more about synchronicity and just weird coincidences. I thought maybe you guys would appreciate the story. So, the house where I grew up had a family before us, and they had a son named Jack. And Jack was a sergeant in the U.S. Army, and he fought and died in Korea, in the Korean War, specifically. This was particularly relevant to my family because there are three kids in my family, and we're all adopted from Korea. And so we'd grown up kind of hearing about this kid, or what my parents knew at least, which was, you know, he was a soldier, and he fought and died in Korea. He fought for both of our countries, and we thought that was kind of cool. So my little brother comes along, the youngest of our family, and my parents decide to name him John. But they decide also to name him Jack, or call him Jack for short, basically. And I remember we kind of were joking, like, ooh, like the Jack in the house. And my parents were like, no, because Jack is short for John, which didn't make sense to us a lot as kids, obviously, because we're like, they're the same amount of letters, and they don't sound anything alike. But my mom cited John F. Kennedy as an example of Jack, who was really John. And so we kind of just accepted that and moved forward. Anyway, one day, the family from before, or the remaining members of the family, were in town, and they decided to come by. And so they knocked on the door and said, hey, we're the family who lived here before you. And we were wondering if we could come in and kind of see what happened to the childhood home. And my dad is fascinated by, you know, the local history of, you know, homes, things like that. And so he was like, oh, please, you know, come in. And he wanted to hear about, you know, what each room was, what it looked like then. Just really, he found it all fascinating. And so, you know, we invite them in, and we are all introduced, you know, here are kids. And they get to my brother, and they said, this is our son, Jack. And, you know, the other family said, oh, well, that's really cute. And they said, well, you know, but he's not like the Jack before. His real name is actually John. We call him Jack for short. And the other family said, well, that's pretty funny, actually, though, because our Jack was actually named John. We just called him Jack for short. My parents didn't know that. And so they thought, well, that's kind of bizarre. It's a funny coincidence, you know, but our son's name is John Lewis. And that's where the other family said, well, that's even more bizarre because our Jack was also a John Lewis. The only difference was the spelling. My brother uses the French spelling L-O-U-I-S, and their Jack used the English spelling L-E-W-I-S. But still, those are two John Lewises who are called Jack in our family, or in our house. So at this point, my parents are like, okay, that's a pretty weird coincidence. But, you know, things happen, whatever. So we continue up to the upper level, and, you know, we're little kids at this point. It's like the early 2000s, and we're showing them our rooms. And my mom was always into themed rooms, so all of our rooms had a different theme. My brother's room's theme was airplanes, so there were airplanes all over his room. So we get to their room, and he says, you know, here's my room. And the family that's visiting says, well, that was also our Jack's room, which my parents had no idea about, and they went, well, that's pretty weird. And the other family said, and it's also weird because our Jack flew planes in Korea. In fact, his plane went down in Busan, and that's where he died. At this point, my parents, I think, were done hearing about the history of Jack, because, as it turns out, my little brother was actually born in Busan. So that's my story about weird synchronicity. My little brother, I think, might be sensitive in some senses. He had night terrors as a kid. He hated sleeping in his room. He always felt like people were watching him. He's gone to our local haunted cemetery in our area, and he actually reported seeing things and feeling things and having like things happen to him while he was there. He's also claimed to see like creatures and things out when walking the dog at night. He's a real paranoid guy. He hates being in this house by himself because he's convinced there's things in it. My dad thinks he's nuts. Maybe he's sensitive. Who knows? So I'll let you guys listen to that story, I hope. I've been listening for like a couple years now. I love this show. It's a lot of fun. So thanks, guys, and take care.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.